This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Tens of thousands of Russians have been lining up to welcome home a religious icon. Many Russians believe the Virgin of Tikhvin has magical powers. This statue was stolen by the Nazis in World War II. Later, a Russian Orthodox priest smuggled it to the United States. Now it's back in Russia after 6 decades, and people have been waiting in lines up to a mile long to see it. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from St. Petersburg.
It's hard to overestimate the sensation that the Virgin of Tikhvin has aroused here. The intricate icon has been greeted as part deity, part royalty. As it arrived in St. Petersburg by special armored car, thousands of Russians were already lined up to see it. Orthodox priests in black robes carried the icon into the grounds of the Alexander Nevsky Lavra Monastery. Worshippers threw bundles of fresh flowers in its wake. And when the Virgin of Tikhvin was finally placed on a stand in the middle of an ornate cathedral hall, the worshippers practically stampeded to get closer. The Virgin of Tikhvin icon depicts the Virgin and Child. According to legend, it was painted by St. Luke the Evangelist while Mary was still living. The first record of its appearance in Russia dates to the 14th century, when its image was said to have lit up the night sky near present-day St. Petersburg. Tsar Ivan the Terrible was said to be so moved by the 34 by 43-inch icon that he ordered a monastery built to house it. Orthodox believers insist the Virgin of Tikhvin is Chudotvornaya, or the creator of miracles. They say it survived fires, fended off invading armies, and healed the sick. 69-year-old Lidia Zhdanova fought back tears as she stood in line, waiting to ask the Virgin of Tikhvin for another miracle.
We've come here to ask for good health for our grandson. Lately, he started getting carried away with drinking alcohol. We don't know what to do.
Zhdanova was one of many Russians here, confident the Virgin of Tikhvin could help solve their personal problems. Many others, like 50-year-old Nikita Krylov, saw the return of the icon as a turning point in Russian history.
We hope this will be the start of a revival in Russia. Not a revival in terms of economic reforms, but a spiritual revival of our country, so that people will see that the only salvation for our country is through God. And that's how our nation will change for the better.
High Russian Orthodox Church officials say the return of the icon heralds the end of a dark period in Russian history marked by the decline of spirituality during Soviet times. It also heralds a triumph for unity within the Russian Orthodox Church. The American branch of the Russian Church split with the church hierarchy in Moscow during the 1920s, asserting they'd become too cozy with the Bolsheviks. Religion professor Sergei Shtyrkov says the handover of the Virgin of Tikhvin is a sign of better relations between the branches of the church. Shtyrkov says by appearing more monolithic, the Russian Orthodox Church will look stronger, both to its followers and to other confessions. The American branch of the church had vowed for years to return the icon only after it saw that Russian Orthodox believers were again truly free to worship. Shtyrkov says the intense interest in the Virgin of Tikhvin is also a sign of the Russian Orthodox Church's growing social and political clout. Even Russia's Federal Security Service, the former KGB, now tells its officers to seek moral guidance by embracing the Church. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.